Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Ahead. Some lucky Prince George's County students pitching business ideas in a real-life shark tank. I'm Matt Koufax.
A woman is pepper sprayed after complaining about her apartment building. I'm Luke Lukert.
It's been a rough week for bald eagles at the Dulles Greenway Nest in Leesburg. I'm Kate Ryan.
It's 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The U.S. is off the default line after President Biden signed the bill raising the debt ceiling. That deal is also a target for people who want his job. Here's CBS's Christiane Benavides.
The deal, harshly criticized by some in both the right and left, has been a hot topic for GOP hopefuls out on the campaign trail, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The nation was careening towards bankruptcy prior to that debt deal. And the nation is still careening towards bankruptcy after that debt deal.
DeSantis was among several GOP presidential hopefuls in Des Moines for an event hosted by Republican Senator Joni Ernst. DeSantis taking his Florida agenda national.
We have eliminated toxic ideologies like critical race theory from our K-12 schools. We're not teaching kids to hate this country or to hate each other.
DeSantis has signed off on laws that restrict discussions on civil rights, race, and sexuality in public school classrooms here in Florida. The death toll is fast approaching 300. Injuries expected to top the 1,000 mark soon after yesterday's massive train wreck in eastern India. CBS's Remy Innocencio has more on what happened.
An express passenger train derailed early Friday evening in India's eastern Odisha state. Its carriages slamming into another passenger train and then a parked freight train. And this is not just the worst in more than two decades. It's also astoundingly the latest in crash upon crash in a string of train collisions in India.
Israel's military says an Egyptian police officer is dead after killing three Israeli soldiers.
The Israeli army said it appears the Egyptian policeman acted alone, crossing the border through an emergency gate. He killed three soldiers, one of them a 19-year-old woman, before he was shot dead. Senior army officer Eliezer Toledano says they are treating the shooting as a terrorist attack. He said that just before the shootings, other soldiers foiled an attempt to bring a large quantity of drugs across the border between Israel and Egypt, although he does not believe the two incidents are related. Linda Gradstein for CBS News. Jerusalem.
Allstate has joined State Farm in stopping homeowner policy sales in California, blaming the wildfire risk. Consumer Watchdog's Harvey Rosenfield says it may just be a ploy for more money.
It could be that these companies are trying to pressure the insurance commissioner to grant them more rate increases by creating a problem in the marketplace.
In New York, the city's Pride Month observance has started with a family Pride Day celebration at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
It's 7:03, Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. Some showers tonight, 74, headed down to 57. Greetings. Nice to be with you. I'm Dick Giuliano. The top local stories we're following this hour. With both youth crime and truancy up around the region, a local prosecutor says families and communities are not fulfilling their roles.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says too many kids aren't in school where they belong and that she plans to launch an initiative to change that. But she says youth crime and truancy are all problems that start at home.
Parents play a vital role, not only in the safety and security of their children, but also the safety and security of our community.
But she says most of the time, if a child is out breaking the law,
there is no mechanism for me to then hold the parent responsible criminally.
She plans to meet with state lawmakers who say maybe that has to change.
The law should reflect the level of importance that parents play in their child's life.
John Doe in WTOP News.
Jamaica Love has resigned as chief diversity officer at VMI, the Virginia Military Institute. She's been on the job less than 2 years, appointed after a report found VMI had failed to address institutional racism and sexism. She's leaving amid a debate among alumni over the school's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Some alumni have criticized the direction the school is taking, calling the efforts woke or on par with critical race theory. But other alumni say the issues are critical for training cadets for the real world and are aligned with the U.S. military's goal. A VMI spokesman says the school's Office of Diversity, Opportunity, and Inclusion will continue to exist despite Love's departure. A real-life Shark Tank event was hosted by the Prince George's County Police Department for young business leaders of tomorrow.
They're all winners just to even be here today.
Prince George's County Police Corporal Nashawn Taylor is the director of the department's Young Entrepreneurs Program.
I am so happy to be able to have another outlet, another option, you know, for them to do to be successful in their future.
At Friday's Shark Tank event, a select group of students, like fourth grader Paxton Bowden, pitched ideas to other community members.
Oh, it meant everything to me. Like, I just want to get it out there.
Paxton's idea for healthy Lunchables for students in the county was just one of several that Corporal Taylor says will help propel the next generation into the future.
Everybody's here. I'm getting recorded. And I get to have my business light. Shout it out.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
A D.C. woman was pepper sprayed at her apartment complex yesterday. She says an assistant property manager did it.
That's from a video taken by Christine Corbin. She went in to complain about somebody trying to remove announcements about trying to form a tenants association in the building. Corbin speaking with NBC4.
I'm really in shock at what happened.
Corbin and other residents at the building complained that the complex on Columbia Road near Kalorama Park suffered days-long water shutoffs and attempts to fix plumbing issues. UIP Property Management says in a statement that they were sorry to learn about the episode and are cooperating with police. The assistant property manager will face assault charges. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
A Rockville man who worked at a bank is going to prison for 3 years after co-conspirating to steal nearly $2 million from churches and other religious institutions.
Federal prosecutors say 29-year-old Diape Sek used his job as a customer service representative at a bank to take part in an elaborate fraud scheme with at least eight other people. Using mainly Romanian passports and driver's license information, prosecutors say Sek opened more than 400 bank accounts with fake identities and then distributed access to those accounts to his co-conspirators. A jury trial found Sek and others in the group guilty of fraud, accomplished, prosecutors say, by depositing checks payable to and written from churches and other religious institutions into the accounts and then withdrawing the cash. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, there's some confusion rising out of electric vehicle tax credits. We'll have details for you coming up here on WTOP.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to Steve Dresner now in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And Dick, good evening. Starting off in Maryland, Upper Montgomery County on the northbound side of I-270 after the exit for Watkins Mill Road. Couple of callers tell us multi-vehicle crash has all northbound traffic stopped, not affecting the southbound lanes, but the northbound traffic currently stopped after the Watkins Mill Road exit for crash activity. As far as the Beltway is concerned in Montgomery County, off and on delays in both directions, roughly from Connecticut Avenue up through University Boulevard, just all minor volume delays at best. Prince George's County, we are in decent shape in both directions with no incidents being reported. 95 in the BW Parkway. Traveling incident free. We are seeing a bit of a slowdown in both directions on the BW Parkway from 410 and Riverdale up through the Beltway. Once you're north of 193, it opens up nicely. Route 50 all clear. Beltway to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Currently, we have three lanes open westbound, two available eastbound with no delays in either direction. In the district, a totally different story. We're backed up both directions over on the 395. 695. 695 freeway as we're seeing through our COBIC consulting traffic camera. And on the northbound side of DC 295 at last report after East Capitol Street, single lane does get you by the crash activity. Silver Diner is ready to play ball, and after 33 years, Silver Diner is now in D.C. right across from Nats Park, and they bring their healthy and classic menu options to the Navy Yard neighborhood. Eat well and do well. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
And now to WTOP meteorologist Mike Stinnerford.
There's going to be a risk of strong, possibly severe thunderstorms for the next several hours as a cold front comes in from the north and northeast. Best chance of severe weather across the northern and western suburbs. Later tonight, showers and storms will end after midnight as that front comes through. Our lows upper 40s to upper 50s. Some morning clouds are turning sunny, cooler, and less muggy on Sunday. We'll see a high in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy and pleasant on Monday. Highs upper 70s to lower 80s. A good deal of sunshine, warmer on Tuesday. Highs low to mid 80s. Mike Stenifer, WTOP News.
78 in Manassas, 82 in Frederick, Maryland, and 74 outside the WTOP studios. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Joan Doniger.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. It's a more complicated formula now. No longer is it buy an electric vehicle and get a tax break. New rules have kicked in as part of the Inflation Recovery Act. They require car battery parts and critical minerals be sourced in North America. Car makers themselves tell Bloomberg that was a jolt.
I'll call it a sheet pull. You know, we pulled the tablecloth out.
Steve Setter is the chief operating officer and executive vice president of Kia America. So Kia's EV6 and other electric models no longer qualify for the $7,500 tax credit or even half of it. Setter says, though, Kia is not pulling back on its commitment to build more cars in the U.S.
We're building the what we call the Meta plant, which is a battery and EV factory just north of Savannah, Georgia.
Hyundai, too, has been caught short by the move. A South Korean official says, however, that company will still be able to get the tax subsidy for rental and leased cars. As for Kia, Setter says those models that don't qualify,
pretty soon they will.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Joan Doniger on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, a troubling economic sign. Matt Wirtz of the Wall Street Journal on a potential spoiler for good times ahead. It's 7-Eleven.
Ciao, I'm Gianandrea Noseda, the music director of the National Symphony Orchestra. We love shining a spotlight on today's most captivating artists, so we don't want you to miss our next concert.
Discover the next generation of classical masters with two sensational young stars. June 8th and 10th at the Kennedy Center, fall in love as Joseph Young conducts Prokofiev's lush ballet score to Romeo and Juliet, along with Dvorak's soaring overture to Othello. Award-winning pianist Michelle Kahn joins the orchestra to perform the long-lost piano concerto by pioneering African-American composer Florence Price, a jazzy, soulful masterwork. Kahn's performances of Price's music have sold out concert halls across the country, lauded by critics as exquisite and fearless with enormous rich sound. Experience the thrill of a live orchestra with Joseph Young and Michelle Kahn in their NSO debuts. Two nights only. Tickets at nationalsymphony.org.
Diamonds Direct takes our most popular offer ever up to the next level. Now, for a limited time, you can make any purchase and take advantage of special financing for up to 5 years. Or get $5,000 off. Get the lowest possible monthly payment or get a generous cash credit. It's all about giving you more. Design the ring of your dreams with our most flexible finance options and best savings ever offered. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. On approved credit.
1800? No, 180.
Lebanon?
Yes, it is.
Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah.
South Africa?
Correct.
The second one?
No, it's the first one.
Next time on It's Academic, hosted by WTOP's Hillary Howard. Students from Blake, McDonough, St. Albans, W.T. Woodson, Fauquier, and Sandy Spring Friends. Join us for the playoffs. It's Academic, Saturday on WETA-PBS.
Coming up, possibly some real tough news for one of the faces of the Nationals franchise. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With more Great Wolf Lodge breaking news. The new lodge in Maryland is opening with some awesome new features for the whole pack. Here's Steven, reporting live.
Hi, Sally. After hitching a ride with the Great Wolves, my pack and I took it easy on the Lazy River, hit the Great Geyser Water Park, and now we're getting ready for a pillow fight in our kid cabin.
Stay safe out there, Steven. This is Sally, howling off from Great Wolf Lodge, Maryland.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 7:15. I'm Dick Iuliano. Thanks for listening. The United States economy appears healthy with a low jobless rate and rising stock market. But Matt Wirtz, who covers credit for the Wall Street Journal's Finance Bureau, says Wall Street's so-called debt markets are flashing red. Not a good sign. He joined WTOP's Sean and Hillary to explain the debt markets and how rising interest rates are making them wobble.
Think of it this way. Money makes the world go round, and the debt markets make money go round. And the way that interest rates fit into that is that the Federal Reserve sets interest rates at which it will lend money to banks, right? And then banks go, they borrow that money, and then they lend it out to everybody else. You, me, the auto dealer down the street who wants to expand. And when the Federal Reserve says, I am going to lend to you, Bank X, for one time or two times or three times the rate that I was lending to you a year ago, that means that when the banks go and lend that money out, it's much more expensive. It just slows the flow of money.
A strained debt market preceded the Great Recession back in 2007 through 9. Why and why could it happen again?
The numbers aren't showing necessarily that we're going into a recession like we saw in 2008, 2009. The numbers are showing that we are going into a recession. And that stands to reason. It's just like what I said. If money gets more expensive, right, if the cost of money goes up, it stands to reason that there's going to be less of it flowing around. And so the economy is going to slow down. The analogy I like to use is credit and debt is the WD-40 that keeps the economy moving smoothly. And there's just a lot less of that lubricant.
So let's drill down on the fact that not every recession is a bad recession. You definitely think something is coming, but it, as you just mentioned, it doesn't have to be disastrous. So what do you see based on what's happening now?
So what we're seeing is an increase in delinquencies, both by consumers and corporations and real estate investors. Employment numbers are quite strong, right? And consumer spending still remains relatively high. So, and that's a function of, once again, the Federal Reserve over the last 10 years after 2008 put so much WD-40 in the economy, so much liquidity because they kept interest rates so low, that there's a lot of residual liquidity left. So while things are going to go, the growth rate is going to turn negative, I think. The data also shows that there's still a lot of cushion. That means that when it does turn down, it's not necessarily going to be a very steep decline the way we saw in 08, 09.
Wall Street Journal reporter Matt Wirtz. Quick look at the top stories we're working on. With 2 days to spare, President Biden has signed legislation lifting the nation's debt ceiling. YouTube changes policy allowing false claims about U.S. presidential elections. Rescuers in India have found no additional survivors from the massive derailment. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Steve Dresner in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Maryland, in Upper Montgomery County, Gaithersburg area, we're dealing with a multi-vehicle crash on the northbound side of I-270. This is after the Watkins Mill Road exit. Last report, only a single right lane is getting you by the crash activity. We are seeing a bit of a backup. It is not affecting the southbound side. All southbound lanes do remain open. Capitol Beltway, for the most part, off and on delays both directions through Montgomery County, roughly between Connecticut Avenue and Colesville Road. Pretty quiet on the Beltway in Prince George's County. Now, over in Virginia, we're still backed up coming down from Tyson's on the inner loop. The delays beginning at the toll road. Watch over the American Legion Bridge. In Montgomery County, things thin out nicely.
The long-term work zone, of course, is set up in both directions over on the GW Parkway between 123 and the Capitol Beltway. Only a single lane gets you by in each direction. We are seeing delays in both directions. Inbound 14th Street Bridge carrying plenty of volume. Once you're into the district, we are slow in both directions on the 395, 695 freeway. Those delays beginning at the Case Bridge up to the area of the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's your last chance to get tickets to see Bruno Mars this Tuesday, June 6th, then Wednesday, June 7th at the theater at National Harbor. Tickets are on sale now at MGMNationalHarbor.com. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
And now to WTOP meteorologist Mike Stiniford.
And we are still watching some severe thunderstorms across southern Pennsylvania associated with a slow-moving front that is coming our way. We'll keep an eye on them, but as we're getting closer to sunset, the risk for severe weather across, especially our northern suburbs, is diminishing. But we are watching some stronger thunderstorms in between Hagerstown and Martinsburg right now along the I-81 corridor. So fairly quiet across the region right now, and it will be fairly quiet for much of the next couple of hours. But still risk of a shower tonight, possibly a thunderstorm as a cold front comes through. This activity will end after midnight. And overnight, mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s to upper 50s. It'll turn out to be a nice day tomorrow. Some morning clouds and turning mostly sunny, cooler, and less buggy with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Monday, partly cloudy, a high near 80. And by Tuesday, sunshine and warmer with a high in the low to mid 80s. Temperatures for you right now. Frederick, 82. It's 79 in Culpeper. And Dick, we have a temperature of 76 at Reagan National.
Great, Mike. We're at 73 outside the WTOP studios in Chevy Chase. Brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted, same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, a sudden concern over the measles. A measles case pops up in our area. 721.
This is John from 2060 Digital, and I have a question from an organization that is complaining that their competition is always ahead of them in search engine results. How do they fix that? There are a few different options, but we always recommend paid search ads. Our team works with search engines like Google to make sure that your company is showing up before the competition for the right searches. For more questions and tips, visit us at 2060digital.com/DC.
Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download Podcast, where we get up close and personal to the biggest ideas and names facing our region. On the latest episode, we cover the ongoing battle over concealed carry permits in Maryland, why the number of people approved to carry guns in public has more than tripled in the last year, and how you can keep your family safe from the growing threat of gun violence. Hear it all on the latest episode of WTOP's DMV Download Podcast. We'll see you there.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is WTOP News.
It's 722. A case of measles has been confirmed in Montgomery County. Health officials are urging anyone who may have been exposed to monitor themselves for possible symptoms, especially high fever, red watery eyes, or a rash. Montgomery County health officials say anyone who visited the Cabin John Ice Rink, that's on 10610 Westlake Drive in Bethesda, Wednesday, May 24th, between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m., or anyone who visited a professional office building at 16,220 Frederick Road in Gaithersburg on Tuesday, May 30th, between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., may have been exposed to measles. Those with symptoms should not go to childcare, school, work, or out in the public. They should call their doctor about their symptoms and before showing up in the waiting room so the office can take measures to prevent the spread to other patients. And by the way, measles symptoms typically develop 7 to 21 days after exposure. Some Ugandans are searching for a way to leave their country in Africa, which has recently put into effect legislation prescribing the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality.
Some from the LGBTQ plus community have stayed indoors since the law was signed, fearing that they'll be targeted. The new law signed by President Yoweri Museveni had been widely condemned by rights activists and others abroad. President Joe Biden called the new law a tragic violation of universal human rights. Homosexuality has long been illegal in Uganda, under a colonial-era law criminalizing sexual activity against the order of nature. The punishment for that offense is life imprisonment. I'm Karen Chamas.
The young bald eagles at the Dulles Greenway Nest in Leesburg just couldn't catch a break this week.
First, a partial nest collapse on Monday sent Dulles Greenway bald eaglet DG4 tumbling to the ground, shaken but largely unhurt. Then Friday morning, it happened again. Terry Hoffman with the Dulles Greenway was notified and immediately checked the eagle cam.
And when I turned the camera on, couldn't believe how much of the nest had collapsed. And DG5 was just hanging on to like a small section of the nest.
DG4 appeared unhurt, and the two are now at a facility where they can work on their flight skills. DG5 seems to be doing just fine, with bald eagle father Martin swooping in for regular feedings, although Hoffman said his team is on standby just in case. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
Straight to Frank Hanrahan.
All right, Dick, the Nationals can't make it two straight. They fall to the Phillies 4-2 at Nats Park. They were tied at 2-2 in the sixth, but Mackenzie Gore gives up a go-ahead solo homer in the sixth. Phillies added another run in the eighth. Nats fall 4-2, series finale Sunday afternoon back at Nats Park. Now, tough news for the Nats, who have reportedly completely shut down World Series MVP Steven Strasburg, and they fear his nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again. That's according to the Washington Post. The World Series MVP in 2019, when the Nats won it all, has only pitched 31 and a third innings since signing that huge 7-year, $245 million contract back in 2019. So Steven Strasburg's future very much is up in the air. French Open, it was a tough loss for Francis Tiafoe of Hyattsville. Falls in four sets to Alexander Zverev. Had a chance to serve it out in the fourth up 5-3, but let some big moments slip away. So Tiafoe falls in the third round at the French Open. Coco Gauff advancing on the women's side. Three-set win gets to the round of 16. Major League Soccer tonight. D.C. United about to kick off at Inter Miami. WNBA, after one quarter of play, Mystics 16-14 lead over visiting Minnesota. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Okay, Frank, and coming up after traffic and weather, the high drama over raising the nation's debt ceiling ended today with a quiet bill signing. It's 7:26.
There are certain things we've come to expect in Northern Virginia. Traffic jams, tourists, cherry blossoms,